This evening we've heard the development of the promise of light beginning in the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures. Beginning with Genesis, we see how the darkness of the serpent deceived Adam and Eve. But immediately, we have the promise of the light that will deal a death blow to the darkness through Adam and Eve's offspring. This is the child of promise that we celebrate this evening, who will crush the head of the serpent of old. Satan's days are numbered. Soon Messiah comes. He will cast away all darkness and evil and be our eternal light. But in the meantime, the prophet Isaiah reminds us of our state. We who dwell in darkness and walk in darkness. Those of us who live in the land of deep darkness. That is the valley of the shadow of death that we all experience in this life. This is a universal human experience that Isaiah is talking about, that Scripture reminds us of. Deep darkness. We know that behind the news of human brutality that we hear, there is something sinister, truly evil, that lurks deep in the human heart that people would be capable of such evil. This deep darkness is in our hearts as individuals. This deep darkness is in our communities, in our institutions. This deep darkness threatens to cause nation rise against nation and neighbor to harm neighbor. It's difficult to hear the daily news and not be reminded of just how palpable evil truly is and how its shadow will continue to haunt us. On that Christmas Eve long ago, the shepherds were keeping watch of their flock by night. And why were they working through the night? They were working the night shift because they knew that behind every shadow there could be the threat of robbers, of predators, wolves and lions. But they were also, we know, under the threat and shadow of their Roman occupiers. Even their own leader, Herod, was a maniacal king who was willing to kill off a whole generation of young boys to maintain his position of power. This is the deep darkness of the Christmas story. The darkness was deeper than just the absence of light. It was the heavy burden of deep darkness that weighed those shepherds and the people of God down. And certainly there are times when we also feel like the world around us is shrouded in evil, that we're fighting a losing battle here against the profound evil around us and the demons within. I wonder why a choir of angels would appear to these common shepherds in the dead of night to share their good news. Maybe it's because these shepherds, of all people, longed for more light. An angel of the Lord stood before these shepherds in the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were enveloped in God's light. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. This light was not just for them. It was for every nation, for all tribes and peoples and languages, and for you and for me. It was light for those of the ancient past, back to our first parents that we already read about in Genesis. It was the light for those thousands upon thousands of generations that have followed. The light of Christ, the light of the Christ child, illumines all creation. The creation that is, was, and is to be. Jesus' birth is good news of great joy for all people, as our scripture says. He is the great light of all creation, and he is the great light of recreation. Darkness cannot overcome light. The darkness must scatter before the light of Christ. The darkness of sin and temptation tried to put out the light of Christ, but his light prevailed. The darkness of death tried to snuff out the light and life of Christ on the cross of Calvary. But just a few days later, the blinding light of Christ burst forth and through that empty tomb. The newborn babe that we celebrate this evening is a flicker of hope, a growing light for all people, for all times. He is light, and his light will only grow. His life and goodness will illumine all creation, so much so that Scripture says we will have no need for sun, moon, or stars. He will be our eternal light. At the end of our celebration of the gift of this Christ child this evening, we will get to celebrate tangibly and concretely this truth of this growing light. We'll dim the lights and pretend to dwell in deep darkness momentarily. We'll sit and stand in deep darkness. And then the single flame from the Christ candle will be passed from person to person. His light will grow and grow among us and through us. His light will illumine all our grateful and joyful faces as we sing. As the shepherds went with haste to find the Christ child in a manger, and all were amazed to hear their story of promise, hope, and joy, so we get to go out into the world with haste, with his promise, with his hope and joy, to be and carry the light of Christ to the world. Our faces shine with the radiance of Christ's child, the Christ child, and his countenance upon us. We will tell our story of peace and forgiveness and eternal life, so that the world can have the light of hope. We have seen a great light. It envelops us. It carries us. And that light will disperse all the darkness of sin, despair, and death of this world forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.